Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about resting and relaxing. How much time do you actually get to rest? Are you challenged to unwind? Do you always seem to be go-go-going? Learn how to rest and relax more as we continue our month focused on hodgepodge. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because I don't think many of us get enough rest. I also realize that there are people like myself, that resting and relaxation is luxury. Think about the women in Afghanistan. My heart goes out to people like that. My heart goes out to people who have to work three jobs and are maybe taking care of a family member or children or something. It's very difficult, but even in those situations, getting rest and relaxing is even more critical. If you're able to, even if you're incredibly stressed out, I think it's even more important to rest and relax as much as you can. The past 13, 14 months now, we're getting ready for the celebration of life for my mother, and I've taken on a lot of that and has been very stressful. I did an okay job. I knew a great job and an okay job. Once I get through the celebration of life, we're going for a weekend in the cabin in West Virginia. I'm really excited. I am happy. Again, this is not to feel sorry for myself. I willingly chose to do all this. And so I'm not complaining. I'm being realistic about the amount of work I've had to do and about the amount of pressure I've been under. And it's been hard. The CPAP machine I had has been recalled. I was like, oh, I wonder if this is making a difference. I was on it 2 months. And when I had to stop using it, it's like, oh my gosh, I had no clue. And so your body needs sleep. And so not having that has been a huge thing. You've got to figure out, I've now got to find someone who takes insurance and then get my blood test. And so it'd be a couple more months on some health stuff. And the CPAP machine probably won't be, I'll get one in for a year. They're trying to come up with a solution. Millions have been affected, but it stinks, to put it mildly. So resting and relaxation for me is somewhat similar to fun. I sometimes feel like, oh, I'm not a fun person. Like with my mom, so vibrant and fun to be around. Eh, I'm not really like that. I sometimes get caught up in what other's definition and what fun should feel like. Because I would not slam against me. It's just my characteristics. I'm not fun. So it's kind of like rest and relaxing the same. Like, I don't want to be in the habit of scheduling that because then it becomes another to-do. But what might be restful and relaxing to some people isn't for me. And so, for instance, reading, I can get my mind completely off, and that I find relaxing. And it's, to me, relaxing in a different way than, say, meditation is. Like, I think meditation, you look at all the science behind it, meditation helps you on multiple levels down. It's a break for your body and your mind. For me, relaxing was and is reading. And I didn't read for a lot of the time. And I laughed. I think it was like 15 books I read the first month in my parents' house, because I love mysteries and just really go through those easily. And my dad's given me, his name's CJ Box, and they are mysteries about a Wyoming game ward. And I have to tell you, they're really interesting. It's a new world to me. And I'm really enjoying those, and I'm about to finish number 5. So luckily I've got, I think, 20 in the series. So I'll keep going with that. But it just sometimes is a challenge to rest and relax. Now, another thing, and again, we'll talk about it today, there are different ways to rest and relax, and that it's not just body, it's about your mind. So when we did the ropes course, because I'm afraid of heights, and you have to do this thing where you pick on the belt and you put it to the thing to be safe and you unclip. And it was probably, gosh, an hour or so we did it. Maybe it was 2 hours. I had a mental break That was the most mental rest. So that was back in May. It was the most rest my mind had gotten since my mom got sick, because I had to focus on not freaking out and not falling. And so my mind couldn't think about anything else. And so while it wasn't physically relaxing, it was mentally relaxing. So there are lots of different ways that we can accomplish this. So why do we need to rest and relax? I know that you know your body, mind, and spirit need a break, but obviously your body with functioning, you don't get enough sleep, you can't function. And if you have noticed something, I encourage you to get a sleep test. I was able to do one at home that gave enough data. They're like, yeah, you have sleep apnea. And it's something that I've noticed a huge difference and in my quality of life. And so I'd encourage you, again, like my insurance would only pay for that home test, but it was really easy to set up and do. Reduces your stress. It boosts your immune system. It restores your mental energy. I talked about doing the ropes course, that I could only think about that. I couldn't let all my other crazy thoughts come in. It can increase your ability to find solution and have creative breakthroughs. I found that the most productive countries are Germany and France, which I wouldn't have thought, and they each mandate more than 30 days of vacation. Workers in the US, we have no law requiring paid time off. I know some of you, that would be really hard. I'm grateful my husband has paid time off. And when I worked, I had that. Workers in the US are the third most productive, and only about 25% of Americans take their full allotment of vacation time. If you're one of the 75% who don't, I'm really encourage you, take all that time. When I worked, one of the things that I did was I took at least one mental health day a month. It was a sick day as far as I was concerned, that I just needed a break. Also, when you rest and relax, it allows you to focus better and improve your short-term memory. What do we need a break from? You know, I mentioned ago, physical body needs a break. I talked about needing a mental break. I believe we need a break from electronics, all of our gadgets, because we seem to be connected 24/7, all the sights and sound like stimulus. You know, one of the things I appreciated when we moved from Raleigh to Anger, it's a simple thing of being able to go out at night and look and see the stars. There weren't a ton of lights. There weren't a ton of noises. You know, we backed up to a protected wetland. And, you know, we weren't super jammed downtown. We were in North Raleigh, but we backed up to a busy street. And so all of that extraneous noise we need a break from. Might need an emotional break, such as if you're caregiving and you're burnt out. I think social rest and solitude is good for us. You know, I know people that if they broke up with a boyfriend on Tuesday, they had a new one on Wednesday. That it was such a foreign concept to me, because I've been for a long time was alone. And so that's something that I can really appreciate. I believe we also need not a break from, but we need to take the time for spiritual contemplation. I think that that's something that improves our quality of life and that supports us in all areas. So a break from perhaps the material world is how I would phrase that. So as I'm talking, what is ringing true to you? Is there something you're like, oh yeah, wow. Oh my gosh, I never thought of that. I need a break from that. So how can we relax? Breath work. Right? That's why I say, if when all else fails, I close my eyes and I start to breathe deeply. And then it gets me into a position where I can kind of center myself and focus again. Release the tension in your jaw. I was just saying this morning, found a new person to cut my hair. I'm super excited. First try, I think we've got a winner. And so I did something, and I don't remember what it's called. It's like the fascia. If I'm pronouncing that properly. Anyway, it's not like Feldenkrais or one of those things, or Rolfing. It's related to that, but so structural of your body. But I did it 12 sessions. And one of the last she did, she wore gloves and she massaged the inside of my cheeks. Boy, did I not realize, and this was, gosh, 12 or 13 years ago, I did not realize how much tension I had in my jaw. So look at your jaw. You have a lot of tension there. cleaning for some people is relaxing. Not for me, but for others it is. Bathtub, that is my, that's why I have a bath just about every night. I have my little ritual. I maybe light a candle. I've got bubble bath going on and I'm usually reading a book. Journaling. You know, I love journaling and getting thing out on paper and just kind of sometimes doing a brain dump. It's whatever I'm feeling. And for me, writing down things is how I process stuff. Like when my mom died, I wrote, I'm not on Facebook as much, but I felt I wanted to honor her in some way publicly. And so that was how I processed, one of the ways that I process in my grief process. So journaling can be good. Do you speak kindly or critically to yourself? Are you always trying to control people, events, or outcomes? How supportive is the company you keep? Ready to release stress and embrace tranquility? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Emotional Got Clutter 365 journal prompt supports you in clearing your emotional clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. You can have a ritual. I have rituals with tea. I have a morning ritual that I do and my evening ritual, taking a bath. And that's a way that you can relax. Playing can be really relaxing. How many times do we have time for play? Just like, woohoo, I'm just gonna have fun. Gentle movement, such as walking. After I record this, I'm going to go out for a walk and hopefully not get rained on. Antonio and I got rained on the other day. Yoga, stretching. I need to find someone to help me get a stretching plan. I am not that flexible. Nature, sitting in the sun. Decluttering can relax you. I know for some people you're like, oh, it's stress, but for some people it's really relaxing. Just being by yourself, having a moment, you know, even if you have to take that moment in your car by yourself, that can be relaxing. Cat nap, huge fan. I get a nap when I need it, just 15, 20 minutes, or just even closing your eyes for 10 minutes. Oh, massaging your scalp. Oh my gosh. That can be super relaxing. Dancing, listening to music. I've mentioned reading, that helps me relax. For some, doing a crossword puzzle. I know people that do a daily crossword puzzle, and that's a way for them to relax. Snuggy time with your pets. Be really relaxing. Talking to someone. Visualizing a trip. I'm like, I can't wait to go to the mountains of West Virginia. Boy, that's going to be great. And get hike. You've got these cool little towns that we can go explore. We didn't celebrate our anniversary this year because it was so crazy. So we're going to celebrate it when we go to the cabin. Engage your senses. I do a couple episodes and I did the one on tea and smelling the hibiscus. I have candles with scents, the bubble bath, just engaging. How else can you engage? I got a great deal. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm like, we need a comforter. And there was the UGG comforter. And I'm like, I'm way too cheap to buy it. But they said, 30% off. And I said, can I use my 20% off coupon? Because I've been hoarding them since I knew we would probably need stuff when we moved. And I went and they're like, no, not on sale. So I said, hey, there's the 30% off. The manager came back with a sign. She's like, I completely understand why you thought this was 30% off. Give her the 50% off. So an UGG comforter, 50% off, I'll buy. But one of the things why I bought it, I'm like, it's going to be warm, it's cozy, it's reversible, and both sides feel really great. And I thought, the cats will love this too. Roll a tennis ball under your feet. I've got little things for your back and little things like for the fascia to help with that. But roll it, you'd be surprised. Talk about jaw, talk about feet and how much tension you can hold. Meditate or simply close your eyes. Put your head between your knees or stand and hang your head and your arms towards your toes. Getting your noggin below your heart has restorative effects on the automatic nervous system, lessening your reactivity to the fight or flight response. There you go. Anything just to help you relax a little bit. How are some ways we can rest? Look at all the ways I mentioned that you need a break from, and then figure out where you need to rest. Physical, nap, ensuring you're getting good sleep. Maybe you need a break from exercise. Maybe you're someone that exercises 4 or 5 a day. You know what? I just need a break. Massage. Oh, mentioned, and your scalp massage, getting a massage, stretching, doing yoga, Tai Chi, all good ways to rest your body. And maybe for you, if you exercise all the time and you need to take a break, or simply walking is a way for you to rest. Mental, meditation, journaling, mowing the lawn for me, calm music, reading. I talked about the ropes course, how that I was so focused on that, I got the mental break I needed from worrying about my mother. Maybe for you, it's swimming, which helps you physically. And you know what? You just go in the water and your mind's calm. Being in the bathtub is something that can help you mentally. For me, it does. Emotional break. Practice surrendering, right? Letting go. Accepting what is. Embracing what is. Letting go of comparing yourself. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Do an inventory of your emotions. Like, how are you feeling? Checking in with yourself. You know what? I've had a lot of anger. So what do I need to do to get a break from the anger? How can I rest my anger? What do I need to do to accomplish that? Spiritual, prayer or contemplation. Unplugging. I mentioned that, the electronics, the sights and sound. Talk to God, your higher self, your higher power, whatever your beliefs are. Who is the higher person? Who is your moral authority on that? I talk to my mom just because she's gone. She's not forgotten. And she's not the first person. Talk to my grandma in my grandmother's house. I've had to apologize, or I've been kind of cranky at the house. And I'm like, I'm sorry, grandmother. Give thanks. Thanks for all you have. Pay it forward in some way. If you've lost your faith, how can you find your faith again? It can help you rest. Energetic. Smoke your place using a stick of sage. Use aromatherapy, incense. You know, get your space to feel good, and so that you can completely rest and relax. And pay attention to that. You know, I've walked in places where I think I remember Everybody Loves Raymond, and the mom had the couch covered in plastic. I don't know about you, but I kind of can't rest or relax when I'm in a house like that. Cause I'm like, oh, what if I stain something? What if I drop something? Da 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 da. Right. So how is your place feeling? Can you rest and relax in it? Social. Take a break from social media. Or if you do a lot of events, cut down your schedule. Say no. What is it? You might need a person that you need a break from. You might need a group of people that, you know, maybe you volunteer somewhere and like, I just need a break. I just need to not volunteer for the next month. In your relationships, get time for yourself. You know, it's a little harder if you're in a relationship to do that, but make time for that. If you have to, just go off for a drive, close the door. You know, when I'm in the bathroom, in the bathtub, I should say, that's my time. You know, Tony's working because of his swing schedule. So I get that time to myself just about every day. At the same time, find relationships that are restful for you. Who do you just feel really good around? Like, oh, I can just say anything. I don't have to monitor what I say. I just feel good. Oh, I just need to barf this up and get it off my chest. Financial. Maybe you need a break from spending a lot, so you have no spend days, or you take a break from online shopping, or you take a break from buying everything for everyone else or supporting everyone else. What is it you need to do to rest financially? And then health. eat a healthy meal as a way to give your belly a rest, or you go on a fast and give your tummy and your digestive system a break. Maybe it's a break from your normal routine, or you switch up your exercises, or you do things more mindfully as you do the wash. How can I be more mindful as I wash? How can I make this a resting ritual instead of a stressful ritual? And that's something to look at in all areas. How can I make this washing dishes be more mindful as I do that? Doing the laundry, as I organize my room and declutter, how can I be more mindful? How can I be more aware? How can I make this exercise into something that's restful instead of stressful? Remember, you have a choice. I shared, so I had to take my aunt to get eye surgery the other day. They were 4 hours late. So, first I was about to leave the house. She said, come an hour later, we're behind, blah, blah, blah. So 2.5 hours after I dropped her off, they're like, we haven't even started surgery. Now, I felt worse for her because, she was back, whatever, to get ready. And luckily she grabbed her iPad, so she had something to do. But if I had to sit there and was 4 hours late for surgery, that would make me more anxious. That would cause my stress level to go up. So I was like, I went to Trader Joe's. Because I'm a Trader Joe's on Wheeling. I went to Whole Paycheck and I'm excited. I'm going to try tomorrow to see if I found this dye that works. I ended up walking the mall. If you want to feel young, walk the mall. And that day I ended up getting 11,000 steps yesterday. So I had the choice to make it a stressful situation and stew and be like, I've got 4 hours. I'll sit down. I'll have a salad. I'll make it restful. So yesterday was restful, relaxing, did a lot of window shopping. I love looking at stuff for Halloween. So spent time doing that. So I had the choice. I said, I can be stressed out. In the past, I would have been stewing and angry and blah, blah, blah. Especially when I was younger, I'm like, what are you going to do? So it was a restful, fun day. And because I know how these things work and it's something that I've gotten really good at doing with my schedule, I allow time for opportunity. Well, I just blocked off the entire day because I was like, it's in Pittsburgh, outside of Pittsburgh, and we got to drive there and you just never know what's going to happen. So I wasn't rushed to get back. We had leftovers. So I texted my husband. I said, if you're dying of starvation, you can heat you up some leftovers. And then I was supposed to pick up my dad, and I texted him and I said, I am not going to be there. We're not going to leave Pittsburgh before I need to get you at 5. So he was able to find another ride. So I didn't have anything that was important. Like I didn't schedule a client or didn't schedule a meeting or whatever. So my long-winded point is that, you can choose to make the situation or stressful or restful and relaxing. So think about now, what situation would you maybe perhaps done differently? Or if you have something come up or you have a plan, what happens if something's canceled or I'm giving someone a ride to a doctor's appointment and it's 4 hours late? What am I going to do? Take actions from today's podcast. Consider the benefits of relaxing and resting. Take inventory of all the ways you need a break. Make relaxing a part of your everyday life. Rest regularly. On our next episode, we're talking about critical thinking. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Please rate, review, and share us.